Rochester, Wisconsin, where he will sign that order. The White House says the current program undercuts American workers by bringing in cheaper labor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 18th of April, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a big day today. Big day. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Big
day today. And then there's Bad Bob.
Okay,
wait a minute now. Wait. Okay, you have to give the weather, then we're going to talk about Darwin real quick.
All right. Well, mixed clouds and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. High will be around 67 degrees. Thunderstorms tonight and occasional showers. Partly cloudy for your Wednesday. Thursday, we will return to sunny skies, a high pushing up towards 70. By Friday, we're actually going to move into the 80s. And then next chance of rain will be on next Tuesday. So rain for the next day or so, and then some clear skies while we dry everything back out. Currently in Reading, 51 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny, have discounts for seniors and veterans. Just give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Give us your Darwin moments.
Well, we didn't have actual Darwin moments, but we did get honorable contenders. For those of you who have never been in on it, the Darwin Awards are a tongue-in-cheek recognition of those who have done the most to improve the human race by eliminating themselves from the gene pool through their own silly actions.
They've done it so well.
Yes.
Over the years.
I teach a lot of boating safety because of my Coast Guard auxiliary times, and I'm going to tell you that going for a swim in 50-degree moving water is really a bad idea. And this gentleman who got himself into difficulty and had to be plucked from the river by the boating safety unit, those very brave individuals who go out there, tying up a CHP helicopter and generally causing a huge public safety response, he cost the city and the county a bunch of money.
But that's
by his dumbness.
Well, it is. So he probably wasn't planning on getting in trouble, though, was he?
No, but obviously.
Was he just floating down the river when they went after him?
He said he went for a swim. Now,
right. But then he couldn't get back in?
The current got him and pulled him away. That water, at 50 degrees, you've got about 20 minutes of life before you are,
you start slowing down. Okay.
Well, no, you're slow almost instantly.
Darwin number two.
Train incidents always baffle me because they're on tracks. It's not like that scene in The Fugitive, you know, when the train came off the track and chased him through the buildings and all that stuff. You know, it's pretty much, it's going to be there at a given time, and they've got a great big light and a very loud horn. So whenever somebody gets clipped by a train, I'm always extremely baffled by these incidents. And the gentleman, yes, he suffered major injuries, poor him, but seriously, what were you doing there?
Makes you wonder. Though I did see this the other, you know, I don't know, a couple months ago. You know, when the train was stopped there at the, you know how it stops in the middle of the town and blocks everything off? As it starts to move, this guy ran over and jumped on the train and rode away on it. Not in a boxcar or anything like that, but just, you know, where they have the little, you know, on the little platforms where the, on the, I guess like the dirt carriers or ore carriers right there. He just climbed on and just was there. And well, I was wondering what, and he was yelling, he was saying goodbye to guys, and I was just wondering, was he going to go down the road? What, did he think it was going to stop again? Because once it picks up speed, you know, you're not going to, like, step off.
Yeah. Well, it's a time-honored tradition, you know, riding the rails. And
I've done that before. I've done that before when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, railroad takes a dim view of that sort of thing.
Back then they probably did, too, but, hey, we had to do it at least once. Okay, things are going on. We've got a full day. We've got the Watershed Festival. We have Turtle Bay. And we have two leaders of the revolution, our revolution, the ones that are training people on how to dissent. In other words, let your voices be heard. Not in a, you know, according to the article, we're going to talk to them, not in a way that, that just takes away everybody's right to speak, but just so that you, you know, that your viewpoints are going to be gone.
You mean like what happened at La Malfa's meeting last night?
Whoa.
Those people getting in everybody's faces and shouting down?
I want to talk about that a little bit because I offered to our services to broadcast the meeting. And they were, you know, okay, well, gosh, you know, that'd be cool. And then after last night, they said, you know, we're not going to do that. This is just ridiculous. Nobody, it's just a night of shouting. I mean, I got that. I didn't know. Where did you see that? On the news or something?
Yeah, J. Bob talked about it this morning.
It was just, wow.
What did that accomplish?
Well, we're going to talk to the people here that organize those things today. Antonia and I think it's Tamara. I have to check the names once more time. Antonia. But they're, you know, their whole thing is, hey, you know what? You can dissent, but you can be courteous and friendly about it, which is absolutely true. I value that. I mean, what do you think the Tea Party was? They dissented. Now, we're, you know, and were they courteous all the time? I don't know. I don't, you know what? I don't know. But I didn't see people shouting down other people in meetings, though. But I think the rules have to be set right up front, saying, hey, look, everybody's got a viewpoint, but, you know, this screaming and yelling has got to, you know, jump. Okay, I had the very first, now I could be wrong, but the very first time for me on a record search light on a digital page, a ad in Spanish.
Hmm.
Yeah. How about that? On the Record Searchlight digital page, I had an ad in Spanish.
Well,
it was, you know,
it was
a car or something, but it was in Spanish.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. In Spanish? I guess maybe it is. I mean, but it's kind of like when you go into it's either Lowe's or Home Depot. I go to neither place.
Yeah.
I go to neither place as long as there is. By the way, here's a shout out for Weaver Lumber. I called yesterday because I'm getting ready to fix some brick in my backyard, and I was looking for cement, you know, to go in between, you know, in the bricks and all that. And the guy says to me, really friendly. I said, I'm not sure. He goes, well, most of the time we use mortar. I went, mortar? He explained it to me. That's what's, and why he's talking to me, but I'm looking it up online. And sure enough, it's mortar that you use with brick and flagstone. And so, and I said, well, how much, you know, because I wanted to start with small bags. I mean, the cement, the smallest one I could get was like 60 pounds of cement. And I thought, wow, first of all, I'd have to have Bad Bob carry it for me. And then, he says, oh, yeah, they're like 5-pound bags or it's, you know, it's $3. And so I can go out and practice with it on the side where people can't see the brick, which I'll do before I do it. But you know what? Shout out to Weaver Lumber there. I mean, yeah, they've got my business. I'm gonna go down and spend my $3.75 right there. So, you know, and this isn't because it was like, Well, this seems kind of strange. Doing, you know, a local place that can only get 60 pounds of cement.
Yeah, buy local.
Now,
stay local.
Okay, so Weaver Lumber, here's your shout-out, buddy. And not necessarily we're not talking politics here, but we are talking ability to help the customer. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the watershed. I didn't even get into the thing about the okay, real quick. These cluster mailboxes under attack right here in town.
Oh, yeah.
In town, they're under attack. And not only do they break into them professionally, they come in with a drill, go right through the lock and pop it open at 3 o'clock in the morning. They empty them out, and then they're gone in like 5 minutes. But now, you know, they go in, now they're coming in with the pry bars and ripping them open and all this. And it takes like up to two weeks to get them fixed. So what are the customers or the,
They have to go to the post office.
They have to go to the post office and pick up their mail.
And run that gauntlet.
And run that gauntlet down there where you've got several people there saying, homeless, need help. Homeless veteran. You know what? I'm tired of that.
Yeah, I had the guy, the vet needs help getting in my face, and I'm wearing my Navy hat, and I'm just looking at the dude. I said, anyway, well, can I get a space next to you?
You know what? They're telling you, okay, look, you've got to use cluster mailboxes because it saves money. Okay. But any idiot knows that, okay, cluster mailbox is a big target there. Yeah. What can I say? You know what? What you do is you mine them.
Cluster bombs on the cluster mailboxes.
When you pry it open, and you know something from underneath you just grabs you and holds you there until somebody wants to come turn you
let
loose.
Let the pepper spray canister fire.
Boom! Oh man, would that be great? You know,
or trained skunks.
It's pepper spray with a. In you know, with a dye that doesn't come off.
All the stuff they put in the bag.
Oh no! This girl, you get hit with pepper spray and this pink stuff that it just covers you, and that's it. And then you've got to hide for 4 months.
Yeah, the banks have the bags that they have the purple dye, and it's scented with the stuff they put on propane gas.
The sulfur shit. Yeah, stuff. Wow. I didn't say that. No, but no, I know what you thought, but I didn't say it. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Easter's gone.
Easter done. The bunny done.
I missed. Okay, I missed that. But Mother's Day's coming. Mother's Day's coming, and so here's a great place to buy things like bags and all types of great things at Dandelion Boutique. They've got things down there you as a man would never think of. So go down and talk to Linda and the girls and say, hey, I'm looking for that special something for my loved one. 1322 Pine Street open Monday through Saturday. Dandelion Boutique. We'll be right back.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
And now, back to our show. Walk on your
shore. Step on the storm. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. In the studios of 1326 Market Street. You know, I'm not even sure. It's almost hedonistic being in here. How we're spoiled by the ownership here.
The opulent.
The opulence. It is. Hey, it's 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 54 degrees going up to 69. Today we're going to have rain again. Yesterday it rained hard.
It did.
It rained hard, and I think it's going to rain again. So it's going to keep raining, except for this weekend. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
I notice our guests were looking around. There's a reason for the foam squares. We'll
You've been
that
here before. Y'all are music guys. You know what that's for. Hey, we're here with Peggy Riebel and Jonathan Foster, and we're talking about this April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
That's right, Carl, and we're so grateful to be here this morning. We have a wonderful festival planned. This is our 11th year, and this year it is actually on Earth Day, so we're very excited about that. We have a huge lineup of activities, much expanded, actually, in a variety of ways. One is we have more exhibitors this year than we ever have. We have 162 exhibitors coming. And they represent businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, community organizations, and they all are under one of our three focuses, which is to promote healthy living, build healthy communities, and restore a healthy planet. So we're very excited about the range of exhibitors that we have coming.
Wow, that's a lot. So I imagine that there's going to be something for everybody.
There is going to be something for everybody.
Are you going to have like tiny houses there or those kind of things?
Well, we don't have any tiny houses. We're going to be in tiny spaces.
Tiny spaces.
Because there's so many.
So they're tinier houses. Right.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So give us an example of people that are going to be here.
Well, we have anywhere from we have a number of solar energy companies.
Okay.
We have Monarch Charter School. So we have a lot of different educational organizations. We have Stand Against Stigma. We have Healthy Shasta. We have Electric. That's right. New this year, we have an organization, Center for Sustainable Energy, coming up from Oakland, and they have arranged for an electric vehicle test drives for free. And they are connected with three different local dealerships, and they'll each have a car there. We have the Nissan.
Is this the total electric car, not the hybrid?
Yes. Well, okay. One will be a hybrid. The Prius will be, but it's the Chevy Bolt, the Nissan Leaf, and the Prius will be there.
Now, we were just talking about this the other day. When you go to Harrison Ranch. In between here and L.A.,
yes.
It's out there in the middle of nowhere. If you drive in there, you'll see like six spots to charge your cars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, what was it, Bob? You'll see like $1 million worth of Teslas parked there.
Oh, yeah, the row of Teslas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because
you get 10 or 12 of those things in a row, you're talking some pretty heavy dollars.
Yeah, so, you know, and they're blasting down the freeway if they could at 180 miles an hour, but
right.
I'm sure they're not. So, yeah, electric is the future.
Absolutely.
But there's also, I always like the idea of steam. What'd you think? Steam? Solar steam? Run a car on steam?
I think that should bring back the Stanley myself.
I think you can burn, you know, burn coal.
Or burn.
Or maybe that's not what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, put
probably
alcohol
not.
Burn
maybe
it.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we need to know?
Well, we've got, we have a large children's area. We have a lot of different activities there. We have a climbing wall coming. We have laser tag. And we also have a brand new big tent that we're calling the STEAM tent. You were just talking about STEAM. And that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. We have a special guest, artist Danny Scheibel, who's coming up from San Francisco. He's with Tapeagami is the name of his organization. And he's a tape sculptor, and he's going to be there all day. We have the Win2 Audubon group who will
let's run back.
You want to back up? Okay.
What's a tape sculptor?
Well, you need to go to the Exploratorium. Yes, it is.
Masking tape.
It's unbelievable what he can do.
Some of those sculptures are incredible.
Yeah, and he's bringing a huge display and then also going to teach young people how to create sculptures. So we're pretty excited about that.
This is really good.
We have another organization that will be under there. It's the 4-H Youth Development Program, and they are bringing, you know how kids are. They love to, at least I know how my boys were, take everything apart. And so they have a booth they're calling Take a Party, and they will have all kinds of electronics and other things there for kids to take apart so that they can learn what they're made of and what is all on the inside. So
you're seeing kids that take apart clocks. And then
yes.
Not only just they take them apart, but they can put them back together
again.
They
can
together. Pretty much take apart anything.
Absolutely.
It's putting it back together so it works.
Yes. That was always our issue.
I mean, even if we kind of laid it out, you know, you go, oh, okay, how do these fit? All right. Now, Jonathan, you're just sitting over there by yourself.
Let's get him involved.
Like this this so you wasn't enough for the family fun.
Right.
We can't forget about Earth Day and music, food, beer, and wine, right? And
That's it.
And the weather looks great this Saturday.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So a reminder, this Saturday, April 22nd, from 11 to 5, we have the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival going on for free at City Hall Sculpture Park and on Cypress Avenue in Reading. And this will be the third year that Miracle Mile Records has partnered with the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival to present music for the day. So we have 8 bands live on 2 stages.
Sure,
and again, this is all a free event. And this year, we were able to expand to have a headlining act called the Brothers Comatose. They're a festival circuit band out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And they'll be headlining our day along with 7 other regional bands and solo duo acts. So very excited, and again, we have the
so you say there's beer, wine,
and food vendors.
Food vendors, while the kids are in the steam tent taking things apart and learning and all
that's
this,
it.
You can be over there, you know, slamming back a beer. And so it's all different types of foods, I imagine.
All different and all local.
All local. Everything is local. Well, except the Brothers Comatose
and Tapeagami. You know.
Okay, and Tapeagami.
We'll allow some Northern California influence from the.
That's right.
There you go. They're still kind of Northern California. Hey, let's go to the phones. Wait a minute. Everybody has to put their headphones on first.
Okay.
As I said, don't worry. I mean, we're just talking about this. There you go. Roberta.
Yeah, I just have a couple questions. I was wondering when they, on these electric cars and talking about no pollution, do they take in consideration who makes the electricity to put in the cars? And isn't there some pollution from having to make electricity to plug into? And then my other question is, are they still being subsidized by tax dollars, or are they able to make them and sell them without us taxpayers having to subsidize this technology? I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberta.
Well, I'm not sure I have all the detail for you.
These are fantastic questions for Saturday.
Absolutely. They'd be very fantastic.
I think what you're going to find is that, of course, when you use electricity, it depends on how you're making electricity. If it's
renewable.
Renewable, then you might, it's not. So if it's done by solar and all that. And of course, hydro doesn't count as renewable. Right. Too bad. The other part is, are they being still being subsidized? They could be. I don't know.
Absolutely.
But I think they've caught on enough that – but that's a good question. I don't know if they're subsidized anymore.
And I think that we have to look at all subsidies because our oil and gas industry, as we know, agriculture, we have lots of subsidies.
Lots of subsidies going
on
out there.
In this country. So it's kind of hard to
– pick and choose.
Pick and choose. So you have to – kind of research.
You gotta look
that,
at
but
the, yeah, but you also got to look at the future and
exactly.
say, okay, what do we want for the future? I mean, you're looking at these mm-hmm. Teslas, which are just, from what I understand, I mean, they're fast. They're you know, I've seen the cars and
right.
talked to people at home. They like them. They're very expensive. As more and more of them happen, they're going to be getting cheaper and cheaper. I can't wait, frankly, for the first pickup truck. That's
absolutely.
You know, that's a hybrid.
Yes.
Because I love my pickup truck. And and you can – so, I mean, everything's coming for the future. But are they being subsidized? I don't know. There's a lot of things being subsidized except us. We're not being subsidized.
Yeah, and I
and
think –
and if you would like to subsidize us, though, you can just come on down and hand me a check.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. But that's a great question, and I know that the people there is a rebate going on, and so they will be happy to talk to you, Roberta, about those questions and
yeah.
be able to answer them probably much more intelligently than I am. I do know that California is investing in large arrays of solar, and all that energy goes into the grid and helps out with a lot of different things.
And this is a totally different
mm-hmm.
subject for renewables. And what we have to be and where we have to be, because it's going to be lots of it going to be coming here down the street, down the pike. Okay, what else we have here? This is going to be a great day, though.
This is going to be fun.
There's going to be people with parasols out because it's going to be hot. You got to bring your suntan lotion with you.
And your camp chairs. So
camp
you can
chairs.
Sit and
so you can watch
music.
And listen. You know, do you have enough room down there?
We do. It's a really large campus. And
right down
it
there
goes,
where the sculpture park is?
Yeah, all across that sculpture park, all over the front. The area around the big fountain is closed off, so it's all pedestrian.
Okay,
and so,
so
we
can't
will
drive
have,
through there? Okay.
Yeah, so you can come in one way off of Cypress, but you have to go to the back. You won't be able to drive around the fountain because that'll be filled with
good.
People. We also have a brand new City of Reading Utilities is one of our major sponsors this year, and they are bringing what they're calling an innovation tent. And so we'll have a variety. I think there's 10 or 12 different 15 to 20-minute presentations on a variety of subjects, from do-it-yourself, methods to save energy in your homes, to correctly pruning your shade trees. We even have a backyard beekeeping presentation right at 11 o'clock.
Oh, man, I am really into bees.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, 11 o'clock.
I did not realize until we had some beekeepers that you can have them in town.
Yes, you can. And it's a wonderful.
And you, yeah, I mean, but you got to know what you're doing.
You do.
Okay. Anyway, so that's great because there's so many things. REU is reaching out. We had Barry Tippin on the other day, and they are starting to get, I think, more into, gee, what can we do for our community as opposed
Absolutely.
To, hey, we've got to do it exactly like this.
And they are, one of the special things that they're doing is if you bring in 10 incandescent bulbs, light bulbs, from your house and bring them to the booth, they will replace them for free with 10 LED bulbs.
You're
so,
kidding.
No. And they have, I think, over 5,000 to give away. And so we really want to make sure that people know about that.
What if it means outside lights?
Yes, it could be. Mm-hmm. As long as it's an incandescent bulb.
Where you really see the advantage is if they've got the size, the ones that go up in the ceiling for can lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They in my situation, they cut our bill dramatically, and they really reduce the amount of heat you're pumping into your kitchen in summer.
Yes. It's
well, we
really
have LEDs.
Wonderful.
Or not LEDs. We have...
We have
LEDs in here.
We got
and
rid
back
of the
back in the other day. And
we got rid of the fluorescence.
Yeah, because we were dying in here. Okay, what else? Because we got to run this
All
up.
All right. Well, the other thing is we have a very special presentation in the community room at 2 p.m. And this is a homegrown young man. His name is Samuel Diaz. And he's coming to the festival to speak about city trees and California's urban greening program. And he was raised here in the community. He knows our community. And he has some great innovative ideas. And this is something that the city is really talking about right now, especially in the downtown area.
Oh, I could see trees. We need trees all through
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That should be one of the top five things.
And he works for the Governor's Office of Planning and Research right now. But he's coming up especially to talk to people. So that's 2 p.m. in the community room. And then the other thing is people need to know that we have a free, we're a partnership with RABA, and there's a free shuttle that will be going from the downtown terminal to City Hall directly back and forth all day long. So you don't have to worry about parking down around City Hall. You can take advantage of the larger parking down in downtown. So we hope people will take advantage of that and also get the chance to ride those clean, clean energy RABA buses that we have in our fleet. So it's wonderful.
Yes. Okay. This is it. This is April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. down at City Hall, the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. Music, food, drink, great tents in there. Take a party tent for your kids. It's going to have 150 vendors down there. I mean, this is going to be a great day. And since Linda is leaving on Friday to go down to a baby shower, I may just have to spend 6 or 7 hours down there.
Oh, so Carl, we would love to have you.
I think these are great, you know,
they are.
And especially since it's with Earth Day. So, hey,
Peggy
Rebo
so
and
much.
Jonathan Foster, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having
thank
us, Carl.
You.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR 1460, your town hall of the air. Good morning, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 54 degrees, going up to 69 today. Probably some rain rolling through here, maybe a little thunderstorms.
A little T-storm activity.
A little T-storm activity, as Bob says. Hey, this portion of the show is, and by the way, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. That's where I buy my guns. This is where I buy my ammo. This is where I buy my shooting accessories. They have the best customer service in the whole area. They know what they're talking about. And if you, whether you're a seasoned shooter or just starting, go in there and talk to the staff of Bastiani Arms. They know what they're talking about. Give them a call, 222-8222, or stop by 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And, you know, this is our usual of time for our Turtle Bay people, and Turtle Bay just rolled in. Good morning, either side.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. You're going to have to refresh me. On names.
My name is Sharon Clay. I'm the curator of animal programs.
Of course, Sharon Clay. How could I forget that? You've been on. You're on here like once a year.
Yeah, once or twice.
She brings in your Johnny Carson moments here in the.
Oh, that's right. She brought in the. You're the one. Yeah, Sharon brought in the. Remember the porcupine?
I brought in the porcupine.
And it went over there underneath Bob.
Yes.
And Bob had the. He didn't know what to do at the point because. Your porky was looking at wires.
That's right.
And your little tennis ball you had at the stick was not attracting.
That's correct.
Porky out. You remember that?
I do.
And then when we finally.
Unfortunately, it happens so often that they all run together. But yeah.
That was our Joan Embry, Johnny Carson moment. Yeah. There.
I think I've brought Sweet Pea on before too. Yes.
Yes, the skunk.
Yeah.
We've had skunk.
Mm-hmm.
We've had.
It's a little early this morning to bring an animal.
And then you had those when the people were coming in from Omaha.
Mutual of Omaha. Yeah.
Came rolling through
here.
Owls, these things. What, those things with the great big eyes? If they like you, they stick their tongue up your
nose.
Yes,
the brown lemur.
Oh, and the guy
the
that
was. Best. You get like a brain lick.
I mean, that was what it's it amazing. Was. The thing stuck its tongue up his nose, and, yes. And his eyes get real big. Almost as big as Linda's were when we were watching this. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Carl, we have so much happening at Turtle Bay right now. It is an exciting time to be around Turtle Bay. I mean, if you walk in and don't know what's going on, it looks like a mess, right? It looks like a lot of chaos going on. But when you realize what all that mess is creating, it's exciting. So, obviously, we have the hotel that's coming. That construction's going on. But then inside the park... We are building a brand new playground, and it's a double playground. It's not just one playground, it's two playgrounds.
Two playgrounds.
It's one that's designed, it's called Babe's Corral for little kids. It's like a 0 to 5, 0 to 6, like little ones.
Yeah.
So, and it's amazing. It has like these little obstacle courses for them. It's nest swings, and it's so much fun. It's got music makers, and it has a seesaw that looks like a big old saw, and it's just... I can't even believe how much fun it's going to be. I want to be like 5 again.
It's hard getting you out of there, isn't it?
That's right. It's not even filled yet.
I can tell right now.
That's right.
That you're there just kind of like laying on the ground next to it.
That's right. And then, we have the big kid playground coming. And that one's this giant, like, adventure tree tower of climbing and nets. And they're going to have like a slack line and a little bouldering climbing wall and the whole thing. So the older kids can come and have fun at Turtle Bay. A lot of times we kind of would lose those teenagers, but now we have like the, 9 to adult playground as well. So it's going to be a little zip line and it's going to be a blast. All of that's supposed to be done by the end of the summer. So that's what we're hoping for by the end of the summer. And then for the animals, oh my gosh, we have shade, Carl. We have shade in the amphitheater.
No.
Amazing. What a concept in Reading to have some shade. So
yeah, the smartest ones when you're putting on the show were the animals because they refused to come out.
That's right.
It was too hot. Meanwhile, the rest of us were out there melting in the seats, spraying our faces with water, and then the fox would run out, turn around, and run
right back in.
The birds refused to leave and fly down it because they go, "Are you kidding? Are you kidding?"
Exactly.
Who is this? Who are those people down there? I don't know them.
They know better. They're like, it's the middle of the day. It's 110. We stay tucked away somewhere cool. So, we put shade sails in the amphitheater, and this is our 10th anniversary of our animal shows. 10 years.
10 years this year. This is going to be great. Got anything new coming?
In the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we changed the entire show for our 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Literally, brand new show. We have added 2 new animals. We changed the behaviors of almost all the animals.
Are these animals a secret, the ones you added?
No, I can tell you. Okay. We added our burrowing owl is going to be in the show.
A burrowing owl.
And he is the cutest thing. He looks like a little fur ball. I mean, obviously he's feathers, but he looks like a fur ball on two little sticks running across the stage. So cute. And we added a yellow-billed magpie to the show as well.
Are they smart?
So smart.
I think magpies and crows, ravens are all pretty smart.
They're so smart. The whole family, like you just said, are called corvids, and corvids mm-hmm. are the smartest members of the bird family. They're smartest birds. And ravens are considered one of the smartest animals.
Yeah.
Extremely. So that's what we do. The raven, we changed all her parts in the show this year. She does all these puzzles on stage, these puzzle problem-solving things to show people how smart they are. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, and then some, you know, returning favorites, the porcupines in there and stuff. So it opens up Memorial Day weekend this year. It's our 10th year of brand new music, new script, new information, new behaviors, new animals, just a lot of fun.
Yeah. I have one question, but I'm going to take a break first.
Okay.
It's an important question.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by, and speaking of 110 degrees, Alliance Heating and Air. My friends, it's coming. You know, yes, we have been dilly-dallying with rain and cold weather for approximately 4 years, it seems like right now. But hot weather is coming, and it may come like tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be 80 on Sunday. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I could be wrong. But then if you feel like, okay, now the heat's starting, does your air conditioner work, or do you know? Do you have spider webs in them because it's been a long time? Call Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. You're not going to find a better group of people. This is who we use. And so I recommend without reservation is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Have them check your filters, check everything. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday. Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, is the 11th annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival at the Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A free event with over 130 exhibitors, music, local food, craft beer. RABA and the festival are providing free transit rides on bus routes 2E, 11, and 14 directly to City Hall, as well as free shuttle between the Downtown Transit Center and City Hall. Reduce transportation impacts and ride RABA. Each bus has a bike rack, and there'll be a free guarded bike corral at the event.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Town Hall of the Air in the studios of Free Fire Media, 1326 Market Street right here, 54 degrees going up to 69. Some rain. We have rain today, rain tomorrow. It's going to start tapering off on Friday. Have a great weekend, or so it's said. It's brought to you by Weather Reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, they've got it all, including the only watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You're not going to find better prices, better people to deal with than Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we're here with Sharon Clay, who is the director of wildlife activities at Turtle Bay.
That was a great twist on that. I like that. I'm going to do it that way from now on.
What, the director?
The director of wildlife activities. I love that.
There you go.
It's not my title, but I'm going to take it.
No, I think it's good there because
it's
everything that has to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay, lorikeets.
Lorikeets.
My lorikeets. I kind of think of it mine.
Okay, that's good.
I like to name one. That'd be mine.
Okay.
Okay, and then, but they're still there, right?
They are still there.
But there's something new.
There is. So the Parrot Playhouse, which is what houses the lorikeets, has been around since 2011. So we're 6 years in to that exhibit, and people love it. But we like to keep things fresh at Turtle Bay. So this year we decided to add some new birds. And so not only are there the lorikeets, but we added birds called tarakos.
Tarakos.
Tarakos. Isn't that a great name?
They
tarakos.
Are. You know, right there, I picture castanets. and perhaps an attitude. Is that right? Is that what you would think?
Okay. That's pretty funny. Yeah, and they're not from Spain. They're actually from Africa.
Africa. Okay.
They're from Africa. And quite the contrary is that they are extremely gentle, very gentle. That's why we put them in there with people, because they're such gentle birds.
Really? Okay.
And, and they eat fruit. It's all they eat is fruit, so they can live fine with those lorikeets who are drinking the nectar.
Uh-huh.
And people get to see them. They're about twice the size of a lorikeet, and they're beautifully colored, and they have bright red wings, and they're just gorgeous.
And you introduce them in a specific way so everybody's happy.
Yes.
In there.
Yes.
And, you know, so that, like you do every animal, so it's not like you just toss them in.
Correct. You always introduce animals very slowly together. So we put them in a separate cage that they get to see all the other birds, and the birds get to see them. We call it a howdy cage. And
a howdy cage.
Howdy
That's
cage.
Cool.
So it's like, howdy. Howdy. Yep. And so they learn each other, and then we eventually let them go. So one of the tarakos is now free in there living with the lorikeets, and one we're just doing the introductions right now.
Okay. Everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy.
I'm going to say that I was out there a couple of weeks ago. I was working on a project, and I got some behind the scenes view there. And I have to tell you that yours is the most professional staff I have ever seen in one of these situations. You people got this down to an art and a science. And big shout out to your staff, because everybody knew exactly what was going on. There wasn't any ambiguity. The group that I was with was very impressed with your operations.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know
what?
We
Bob.
Hope to, we're striving to reach that level. Well, it's one of those things that something you will never obtain, but you can always hope for. Okay. Sharon
Thank
Clay,
you.
Sharon Clay, charge of director of wildlife activities at Turtle Bay. Okay, now now you got cover over the
over the amphitheater.
You've got new animal acts. Not new animals. Well, you have new animals.
A couple of new animals.
Couple of animals. We talked about that.
Yeah, new behaviors.
Now, do you teach them the new behaviors?
Yes.
Do they kind of like drop off the old behaviors then?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So it's kind of like us, you know, like maybe you were, maybe I'll use my husband. He used to hang glide all the time, right? So he was a paraglider. He's a paraglider for years. Well, he hasn't paraglided now in years, but has he forgotten how to paraglide? No, but he'd probably be rusty if he had to do it again, right? So same idea. So they don't really forget them. They'd come back pretty quickly if we started reinforcing them and working on them, but they'd just be rusty.
Okay.
So sort of like that.
All right. So
yeah, so
I can't wait to see your burrowing owl. I've seen photos of him before, and they look pretty cute.
He's the cutest thing. His name is Swivel.
Swivel,
yeah,
because your little head goes back.
Little swivels around, and then we have other stuff happening at Turtle Bay.
Okay,
by
now
the
wait
way.
A minute. Wait, are owls? Yes. Can owls be affectionate?
Wow, that's a tough question. No, I
mean,
I don't.
Are they happy to see you? I mean, they come. They don't snuggle.
They don't snuggle. So, I mean, they are wild animals,
yeah,
and they bond to us, and they get excited to see us. Like,
okay.
So when he sees us, his little head goes up, and he comes running over. So he knows.
Hey, there's food.
Yeah, exactly. He knows that
it's
we're
like my dog.
We're good. We're good. We're safe. He trusts us, and he knows we're going to give him good treats. So
okay.
It's well, sort of like
hey,
that.
Isn't that what life is,
so,
though? Isn't that what life really, truly is?
The way to a man's heart, right?
Go,
runs through the stomach.
That's at least one way. So, okay, moving right along. All right. So the 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary.
Of the
Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show.
Walk on the Wild Side.
That's right.
It's starting Memorial Day weekend.
You got it. And it's going to go through the summer. And then we have other fun stuff happening.
Okay, what?
Girl, I mean, this isn't it.
There's
Turtle
more.
Bay. There's more.
Okay. We got five more minutes here.
Okay. So the Paul Bunyan Forest Camp is the oldest portion of Turtle Bay. And this is the 20-year anniversary for the whole forest camp.
Wow.
Yeah. And for that, the mill building, you know, the building that sits right in the middle of the forest camp, it has the reptiles in it and the forestry artifacts and the history of forestry. We are remodeling the entire building. So that is happening this summer. And there is going to be a big, giant, fake redwood in there. And the animals, like the snakes and the scorpion and the spiders, are going to be in the tree. And you can walk in the tree and see the animals inside the tree. And then on the one end, we are going to have this incredible, interactive smoke jumper activity for people. Exhibit.
Interactive.
So there's a big parachute, and you get all harnessed in like you're a smoke jumper. Mm-hmm. And then they
take you up?
Well, no. But there's like curtains around, and it projects fire all around you.
Does it lift you off the ground at all?
And you're off the ground, but you're kind of sitting in the harness. And then
yeah,
you have to steer it, and you have to try to jump into the fire in like the one clear spot and not get burned up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the exhibit. So
wow.
It's going to be super fun. So
and you know
we
what?
Got that exhibit from.
And for those who think this is really kind of, so what? We have real fire.
Yes, we have real fire.
We have real fire. And if you're off, you can be cinched. No. Hey, you know what? This sounds great because we had something going through jump school like that.
Okay.
Where you, they had these parachutes that they'd hook up to these round carriers. And then it would come down and they'd harness you into it and it would take you 196 feet in the air.
Okay, wow.
And then you had to pull the safety line, turn it, drop it. And
wow.
They'd take you up another 10 feet and drop you. And then you had to maneuver the chute and had to land in a certain way on the ground. Yeah. So this is a lot better because it doesn't take you up 200
feet
in the air.
No, you're not
and
going up
you.
Anywhere. That's
no,
correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get the kids in the
yeah,
there.
We
is
kinda,
this for kids and adults?
Yes. And we actually got this exhibit from the World Forestry Center up in Portland.
Wow.
So they had it for
this
years,
is cool.
And we were able to get it here. So it's going to be a permanent exhibit inside the mill building. So
I'm liking that.
Yeah,
good. Just
really
more
fabulous.
Stuff constantly,
constant
expanding.
Stuff. Yep. If you come to Turtle Bay, you know this summer, in the fall, it won't even be the same place in that forest camp. So total
well,
updates.
Well, you know, I think people should know when they're advertising this is that you're driving by and you come by. Oh, Turtle Bay. Oh my gosh. Look, they've got Walking the Wild Side, and they have. Hey, we can learn about smoke jumpers. Everybody wants to learn about smoke jumpers. We've had them on the show before.
They're fascinating.
Different group.
Yeah.
They are. I know they are. They're adrenaline junkies. Adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
All of them. They and the hot shots.
I bet.
So,
you kind of have to be to do that, huh?
Well, yeah.
Because you're not getting me. I don't want to jump out of a plane in the first place, never mind into some fire.
I think there's only like 200 or 600, something like that. There's not very many of them for the whole United States.
Yeah.
You remember that show?
It's a very elite group.
It's a small group, and they've got training areas here and up the up toward in Oregon.
Boise,
you know.
Idaho. Is
well, and
the
and
yeah.
They got one outside of, Grants Pass.
And they do training right here in Redding.
They do training
right here in Redding.
That's
right.
Right
down on
Bill Mastin helps train. Bill Mastin helps train on their, on their emergency medical techniques. And I tell you what, jumping into a fire, is like, you know, I would equate it as to jumping into a hot LZ or hot drop zone.
Jump out of a perfectly good airplane into a forest fire. Yeah.
Carrying 843 pounds of equipment to fight a fire.
You got to have those guys back before they.
And one of the things they teach you is wrap yourself up in this reflective blanket and pray that the fire goes over you and just keeps going. Okay. Yeah, it's like having a tank run over you. It just keeps going.
And I'm
going
to be shelter deployment training.
I'll be learning more and more about this over at Turtle
Bay.
We're going to be having lots of information and interpretation and activities for people to learn all about
that. So much stuff going on. Sharon Clay.
So much.
Thank you so much for coming in here.
You're
Director
welcome.
Of Wildlife Activities at Turtle Bay, or anything else we can make up.
I love it.
You like that? I like that.
I actually like it. Good. I think we should change my title.
What is it now?
It's curator of animal programs. You're
way more director of wildlife activities. There you go. Okay. Hey, Sharon, thanks a lot. And we will be out there. We will continue to talk about this. This is April, May. We're getting ready to start.
Yep, we're coming up.
So coming in next month.
Absolutely. Everyone come on out and see us and get a membership. We're actually going to be
$80.
$80 for a year. And if you stick through all this construction, we're going to have some rewards for you.
There you go.
So get your memberships.
All right. Great. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to our revolution.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading, the news, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. He's still on the loose.
First and foremost, we have not located Steve. We're still asking the public's help in that regard.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams referring to Steve Stevens, the subject of a nationwide manhunt after Sunday's apparently random killing of a retiree. That gruesome murder was posted on Facebook.
We have received to date almost 400 tips nationwide on this, so we encourage people to keep sending in those tips.
The manhunt is now in its third day. British Prime Minister Theresa May's calls for an early general election on June 8th. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he supports the Prime Minister's call for a snap national election. This despite the fact that the opposition trails the ruling Conservatives in the polls.
I welcome the opportunity for us to put the case to the people of Britain to stand up against this government and its failed economic agenda, which has left our NHS in problems, which has left our schools underfunded, which has left so many people uncertain.
The election would come before May negotiates Britain's exit from the European Union. Vice President Mike Pence praises the relationship between the U.S. and Japan.
The United States-Japan alliance is the cornerstone of peace, prosperity, and freedom in the Asia-Pacific. And under President Trump, America is committed to strengthening our alliance and deepening our friendship for the benefit of our people and for the benefit of the world.
The vice president was speaking in Tokyo, part of his Asia tour. He arrived in Tokyo from Seoul, South Korea. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says North Korea's latest failed missile launch was a reckless act of provocation. Secretary Mattis commented on the weekend missile launch in an interview with reporters traveling with him to Saudi Arabia. His language was stronger than in an initial written statement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says tougher enforcement of immigration and border crimes will curb gang violence.
If you are a gang member, we will find you. We will devastate your networks. We will starve your revenue sources, deplete your ranks, and seize your profits. We will not concede a single block or a street corner to your vicious tactics.
The Attorney General singled out one organization in particular, the MS-13 Street Gang. Its members are suspected in the killings of four people last week in Long Island. Arkansas Attorney General is pressing ahead with two executions planned for Thursday, despite a setback on Monday. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court spared the life of a convicted killer after he'd already been served his last meal. Arkansas' supply of a key lethal injection drug expires at the end of April. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. United Airlines' profit plunged 69% in the first 3 months of the year, and that was before the adverse publicity that followed the forceful removal of a passenger from an overbooked flight.
The cost of fuel, labor, and maintenance all rose sharply in the first quarter, helping push United's profit down to $96 million despite higher revenue. The results, however, did beat Wall Street expectations. United performed better by other measures, including more cancellation-free days and fewer lost bags. It's unclear whether last week's incident will halt United's progress.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Some ailing veterans can now use their federal health care benefits at CVS Minute Clinics to treat minor illnesses and injuries. The pilot program announced today by the Department of Veterans Affairs is currently limited to the Phoenix area, but it could be expanded elsewhere if it works. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 23rd for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car. Enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's, oh gosh, what, 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live all over the world at kcnr1460.com. Bob, what's the weather look like here for this for today, and how about the rest of the week? I hope it's getting better.
Well, Carl, we got a chance of thunderstorms today. High will be around 67 degrees. That's going to continue through tonight. So in some places we'll have absolutely clear skies. In other places it will be raining buckets. That's going to continue through tomorrow night. Thursday, though, it clears up. High of 67. By Friday, though, it jumps all the way up into the low 80s. We'll have a nice clear weekend. Next chance of rain is next Tuesday. Shasta Lake, merely 6 feet from the top of the dam. Taking a quick look at the radar, we see a little precipitation off to the west of us. Right now in Redding, we are at, let's call it 53 degrees. And all of the above information brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business in Anderson, California, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, if you're looking for a great place to work out, well, Gate Sports Club, and that's exactly what it is, on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. It's more than just a simple gym. It's got an indoor saltwater swimming pool. It has Bohem Spa. It's got it all. This is a, you know, this is really a great place. It's clean. They've got all types of new equipment in there. It's a great, great environment to work out at. And the people there are just super. Rich Novelli and his people really, really are there to help you enjoy your experience. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop in anytime and just say, hey, look, I'd like to get a tour. And they're there. Good morning. I'm here with Antonia Walker and Thalia Hansiara.
Yeah.
Hanziara. Okay, is that close? Getting a little bit closer to that there, ladies. Okay. Now, you're saying, who are they? Well, I didn't see them, but I saw an article in the Sunday paper where it had like 60 people in that were learning how to dissent. Is that correct?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Learning what?
How to respectfully dissent and how to prepare for the upcoming town hall, really.
Okay. Now, and I just love that. If you'd heard me talking yesterday, I just love that. I love the idea of dissent, but done in a cordial way that everybody has something to say. But let's talk about you two first, okay? Let's start with Antonia.
Well, I moved to Reading pretty recently from New York City, and I moved here to be closer to family.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a pretty big change.
I guess it is. Okay, have you always lived in New York?
I lived in New York for 20 years, but I grew up in Europe. So I grew up in Italy and England.
Okay, what part of Italy?
What part of Italy? In the north, Ferrara, near Bologna.
I got that little bit of that New York accent, but then when you're talking, you speak Italian very well, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, roll of the R there.
Yeah, there. Hey, I was fortunate enough to live in Napoli for over a year.
Oh, I love Napoli.
Oh, yeah, isn't
it's
that
a
nice?
Beautiful place.
Oh, and it's just completely chaotic. And I guess you got to have a streak of chaos to live there, or anarchy. I'm not sure which.
I love that. I love the chaos that you have in Italy. It sort of gives you a bit of freedom or a feeling of freedom.
It does. It does. Yeah. You kind of feel like, yeah, I can do this because, everybody else. And everybody will see me doing it, and they want to do it then. So that kind of. Okay. And then with Thalia, tell us about you.
Well, I am I'm originally from Greece, but I've lived like half my life here now, mostly in the East Coast, and very recently here in Reading. And we're both artists, and we collaborate. Well, we're mostly painters, we're realist painters, but we also have some projects of mostly conceptual art that we collaborate on. And occasionally we'll use our art to draw political cartoons. We've published a couple at a news cafe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what we kind of.
And that's what you all do. Now,
that's what we do.
How do you like Reading?
I love Reading. My grandparents were from Reading. They lived their whole lives in Reading, or most of their lives, and so I've been coming here my whole life in the summers. And I love the mountains. I love nature, like just going out and going on walks. The Whiskey Town Lake
isn't
just
that beautiful?
A fantastic place.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. Do you kayak at all?
I never have, but we're both planning on learning this year.
They have a moonlight kayak.
Kayak trip
that the park puts on. And you do it at night with a full moon. And it's free.
Oh, that sounds great.
And you just have to sign up for it, and they take you around the lake, and then our local Coast Guard puts a boat out there just to make sure that nobody gets lost.
Yeah.
And sign up early because those slots fill very
quickly. But it's something to think about. But we had a great time on that. That was fun.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So you all East Coast ladies and came out here, which is very similar, I think, to parts of New York.
Not
maybe,
at all.
Maybe. Maybe in the north. In the northern part of the state.
Oh, the northern part of the state, up there where Fort Camp Drum or something like that, Fort Drum, which is nothing but just Watertown and that up there. I don't even know people who live there. Yeah. They have one person, they have 12 million mosquitoes. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, no. There's some of them are as big as you. They will carry you away, and it's dangerous. All right. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the fact that there's a class here on dissent and how to dissent. Because as we saw in the news last night, or you see during the throughout the United States right now, when Republican congressmen and I guess senators are having town hall meetings, they're turning into a nasty screaming, shouting from both sides. And last night, I guess, Congressman Malfa had one. And where was he at?
He was at Oroville.
And it got it got rowdy. And he's got one tomorrow right here in Reading. And it's going to be interesting to see what you had in your class. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new innovation tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bodds. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment today, as she is every Tuesday. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at 1326 Market Street in the heart of Reading. 54 degrees, going up to 69 a day. We have some thunderstorms later on. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete concealed carry classes you're going to find in all of Northern or Central or probably anywhere in California. 12 hours of extensive training to make sure that you understand the safety of carrying and the laws that have to do with it, and then 4 hours of shooting. Make sure that you understand how to use your pistol. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. I'm here with Thalia Hanziara.
Thalia Hanziara.
And that was the harder one. Then Antonia Walker. That was easier. That's it. That, right. Okay. They're here because they've lived here since July, and they've come from the East Coast. They're here because of family, and they love it. They love the outdoors here. But there are also people of different, I would say, different opinions than the majority of the people that live here.
Yeah, and that's a new experience for us after being in New York, where we were the majority.
Clearly in the majority. Kind of get the feeling how people on the other side of New York felt, kind of.
Absolutely.
Right? Going, did I treat people like that, you know, when we were back in New York?
think I barely knew anyone who wasn't a liberal in New York.
I knew two. I can count them.
Did you talk to them like they were human?
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I talked to them a lot. We had, you know, I mean, I think we all like to kind of like have political debates.
Yeah. Of course.
So it was, you know, it was fun.
And that's what this is kind of about. So now you've moved into an area where it's like, wow, this is a little different.
It is. Well, I mean, in a sense, for us, the friends that we've made are mainly pretty liberal. So Reading, to us, to an extent, feels like a pretty liberal place.
Do you have acquaintances and friends that aren't, though, besides me?
Yes, few, absolutely. Yes, yeah. We do. We do have friends who are
you know, because you know, opinions. I've lived all over, of course, and I find that people have a tendency to surround themselves, as we talked about during the break, with other like people because it's more comfortable that way, and it's when you have other people in your group and that believe. Indifferent, you know, have different opinions. It makes you listen. We have a dinner group a very eclectic dinner group that go from very progressive to very conservative. And it's interesting when we all get together, we talk and we have a good time, and nobody leaves upset.
Which is important.
And that's kind of what you're doing with your with that class on dissent.
Yeah, it was more a class on how to communicate effectively and how to, I guess, open a window into what's important for you and communicate that to our representative and have him know what our fears are and what's important to us rather than, say, a class on how to dissent.
Okay, so how to communicate correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even call it a class. I mean, it was more like it was more like a meeting, you know, where we're trying to basically inform people on like the time and place of the town hall and you know what's acceptable and not acceptable.
What's acceptable?
What's acceptable is, for example, you know what you mentioned in the article too, is identifying yourself visually as a member of a particular group that has certain ideas. So if you have like, you know, like a hat that says ACLU or like a t-shirt or whatever, it's okay to wear it. It's okay for La Malfa to see what people think. He's not going to have the chance to talk to everyone, but he can look around and see, oh, it's this group and that group and that group. And he knows a little bit how people think through visual messaging. So that, you know, these are things that are acceptable.
Okay.
It's acceptable to, you know, get up and have a poignant question or, you know, like a comment that may make him feel a little uncomfortable if you communicate it, you know, in a civil, respectful, adult, mature way.
Well, that's, I think, the bottom line for everybody is not losing losing the bubble here about when we're talking and then having people that surrounding you start yelling. Or starting to shout you down.
That's totally unacceptable. I mean, and I think, you know, that was the consensus at the meeting. You know, people's goal is not to go and disrupt. That isn't productive for everyone. And everyone, I mean, maybe not the people in Orville. Maybe some people, you know, maybe they got carried away yesterday. But at least the people who were in our meeting all wanted to have a dialogue. You know, I feel there's a sentiment that La Malfa isn't very present in his district, and they were so looking forward to this town hall as an opportunity to, you know, to tell them how they think. So nobody wants to shout him down. Nobody wants to start, like
booing him or
swearing or anything. The idea is that they want their voices heard.
Yeah, and once we start screaming. Or once people start yelling, then it's the whole thing is over at that point.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to get hurt. I really like what you said. Let's go to the phones. Frank. Oh, wait a minute.
It is Frank. Good morning.
Well, hang on, Frank. We got to get everybody's heads earphones on. Okay, we're ready.
Oh, good morning over there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't been listening to the radio, but I'm getting the idea that we're talking about the upcoming town hall, which I think is tomorrow in Reading at the Sequoia
school.
Middle school auditorium.
And it holds 600 people. And we've had it packed in there before. So you know, if it starts at 5:30, you may want to get there a little bit early.
Well, I'm going to come at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I think you know what? In fact, Frank's going to probably be taking classes.
Yes.
He's going to be
I'll be camping out.
Okay.
I'm calling it, instead of resistance or some other word like that, I'm going there to re-educate my legislator, who happens to be Doug LaMalfa. And I've been aware of him since he was, you know, in the Assembly, in the State Senate, and then now in our in Congress. And he just doesn't, he hasn't, shall we say, come up to speed with the new political culture in the North State, in my opinion. I see every day, and I meet every day, new moderate to progressive thinking people moving into Shasta County, into the North State, and I don't think he's aware of that for some reason. And so that's what I'm going to this town hall meeting for, too. You know, I'm not going to talk about his stand on abortion or gay rights or guns or anything like that, because I doubt if I can move him one way or the other. But I'm going to talk from the heart about, you know, there's a new North State.
The tent's gotten bigger.
It would be nice if he come on board in at least a portion of it, so that I feel a little more comfortable living here, which I have for about 70 years, and know that I have a representative that will, you know, think of me when he votes in Washington, D.C.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. And you're right. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to change his mind. You can use the word re-educate, but you're not going to change his mind on things. Not
right.
In a five-minute dissertation.
I think that's the case with
That's what whether you're talking to Feinstein or LaMalfa. It's not going to make any difference like that.
Yeah.
But telling him how you feel, and the idea is that the states get, or the North State is, the demographics may be changing, is something that he needs to,
mm-hmm.
to talk about. And that's what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Because, I mean, since the election, I think it's quite clear. I mean, up and down the district, at the town hall meetings he's had in Grass Valley and last night in Oroville.
Well, what do you think about that, Frank, when you have people that attend these meetings and then they start and they come in from different areas? They're not all from that local area. They come in buses, and that they come in there and they start yelling. Is that how you communicate with your congressman?
I don't know if people are being bussed in, number one. But, you know, as long as they are coming and from Congressional District 1, which is 11 counties, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, shouting and chanting and booing and hissing, that's not my style. But, you know, there are saboteurs out there. And whatever we want to label them. But, you know, people are really upset. And if this is the only way they can show it, by meeting their congressperson for the first time ever, then, you know, that's unfortunately part of democracy. Small d.
Well, and, part of democracy isn't not letting other people have their say.
Well,
is
he is. I mean, believe me, he spoke for 2.5 hours and more at Grass Valley. And I'd say everybody got something to say. You know, there's a comment line and then there's a question line, and he spoke and answered 95% of them. I'll give him that.
Okay,
and,
isn't that what he's supposed to do?
And you know, being shouted down is an unfortunate thing, but you know, how are you going to stop it? What are you going to do? Shut the whole meeting down? But it's just part of democracy.
Okay.
And you know, until it turns into some kind of physical rage, then you know, again, this is what people are all about. Can't control that.
Oh, I would hate to think there's going to be physical rage there. Should I be wearing a flat jacket? Should I be bringing in bodyguards?
I think there will be.
I think there's going to be a lot of police there.
And,
I think there are police or a state patrolman.
Sure, they've taken care of all of the that kind of.
Well, you have to. You don't want anybody to get hurt.
No.
You know, I know you, Frank.
You know, there's no fear for people.
Though I've known you to threaten people across the street.
Yeah.
All right, Frank.
I hear you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I hope there's a long waiting line. I hope people are turned away. That's, again, part of democracy.
There you go. Get there early.
Yeah, like I am. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, that's right. They'll probably, when you're on the school grounds, you'll probably be arrested for being there that early. Okay, thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
You know, it cuts both ways. I mean, people need to be, you know, there's a lot of, there was some shouting down, but also there were instances, specifically, I know this woman who talked to me in person, who went, you know, who went to Oroville. She had a hard question for him. She wanted to address the fact that farmers are allowed a maximum of like $180,000 in farm subsidies, and allegedly he cut up his farm, divided among farm, you know, like family members, and then got like $5 million. And as she was saying her question, the aides, you know, like took the microphone away from her, called like time, let's stop it, and then, you know, ended it there. And, you know, that's not right either. I mean, if you're being confronted with something that might be unpleasant, that's what you're there for. You can't, you know, you can't have people monitor only like, you know, the easy or good questions or the ones that are going to make you look good. So, you know, it cuts both ways.
It does. Absolutely. I agree. I think, though, that what we need to say before we take a break, we've got more people coming in, that the point of when the congressman comes to speak tomorrow is that it's done in, you're letting your viewpoints be known in a constructive way, as opposed to a destructive
way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I get from you, Tal. And Frank, with your little D, the problem is, was once people start yelling, it kind of changes the whole ambiance, can I say, of we want to share my thoughts. I want you to know who we are.
Yes.
I have two, probably the most, you know, progressive people in the whole town are sitting right here. Right, and the other one was on the phone, but there's many more. You need to know who we are, because there's getting to be more of us.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he has, you know, he has 65% maybe of the county or of his district that are on his side, but you know, there's another 35 that thinks differently, and he has to represent all of them. You know, he has to represent all of us. He's the representative of all of us, and that's something that he needs to keep in mind. He needs to see.
Yeah.
With that minority things, it's a pretty sizable minority.
It's like the people in the state of Jefferson. You're talking the same thing. We're not, you know, the people in the state of Jefferson are saying that people in Northern California are not being represented by Sacramento in the decisions they're making. And all they want for the state of Jefferson is to be represented and to have some kind of say about what's happening. So, okay.
Yeah, they're outnumbered.
All right. I'm going to try again here. Thalia?
Yes.
Hanziara.
Yeah, perfect.
Was it?
Yeah.
And Antonia Walker, you're easy. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for deer and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, or you hop into our chat room at kcnr1460.com. 54 degrees going up to 69 today with some thunderstorms. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellites. Don't call the 800 number. Nope, just call 241-DISH, 241-3474. If summer's coming, and if you need a DISH satellite on your boat, RV, truck, trailer, or your treehouse, head on down to BNT Satellite, a veteran-owned business. I was just down there yesterday and asking a lot of questions on how things work with DISH Satellite and your subscription. You might go down there and ask them, people that sign up get $100 off their bill, plus the fact you can get a $39.99 package that gives you almost everything you want to watch if you've got signed up for Amazon or Netflix or something. And go down there and find out. You won't be sorry. That's BNT Satellite, 241-DISH. I'm here with, of course, Antonia Walker and Thalia Hanziara.
Yep.
They moved here in July. Now, to answer questions in here, is that you all moved from New York to the Reading area because you have family.
Yes.
Antonia had family, and you two are family. So you all moved here
for personal reasons.
For personal reasons. There was no other reason to come here.
No.
You're both artists. You both sell your work. Mm-hmm. You have different things you do like that. And that's how you make your living as artists.
Yes.
As many other people do. Okay, so they're not paid to be here.
Everybody,
they're not paid to be here. They just came here because they have family, and they truly like the outdoors, and they like it here. Now, will they stay? I don't know yet, but a lot of people don't know in your first 6 months.
Yeah, and politics for us is more like, it's kind of like a hobby or, like a passion. It's not something that we do for a living.
Yeah, how would anybody do that? There are people that do that. Okay, and so I think that's important that people do. You two are engaged. Something we tell everybody to do is get engaged in your local politics.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're just regular people who were, I guess, a little worried when Trump got elected and were a little apprehensive about a Trump administration and decided to get a little more involved and have our voices be heard, too.
Okay. I think that's great. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning again. I'd like to address a couple of things. I agree that we should all participate. I've participated for a long time. I wanted to say that, for one thing, we are not a democracy. We are a republic, and it's the rule of law and the rule, of our Constitution. Also, I would like to say that however upset people are right now with President Trump, the conservatives were just as upset when President Obama was elected. And we did not go out and throw rocks through windows and punch people in parades or do anything like that. But we were just as upset. But because we believe in the rule of law, we believe that we should respect other people, just like you do on your show all the time, Carl, you know, you respect people of different opinions. So we do show respect for other people, but I want all the people that are upset right now with President Trump, I want them to know that we were just as upset when President Obama was elected, and we were more upset when he was elected the second time. And so that's what I wanted to say, that we are just as upset, but we don't go out and trash our country and trash other people. We have respect for the rule of law. So I think that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, Roberta. Thank you. Okay.
All right, bye.
Can I answer that?
Sure. I mean, sure. Of course.
Okay. I don't know if she's still on the line. But, no. You know, it's interesting. There's this, you know, we've been thinking a lot lately about motivated reasoning, which is basically, you know, political psychology talk for you see what you want to see. And we all tend to do it. We all tend, as you were saying before, to read the news of only the side that we like. And,
yeah. I think they've done studies of that way, people are more comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the way things work is that we feel before we think. So if we have opinions that we feel strongly about, then the facts basically take a back seat. And you're going to be able, you know, you might see facts that contradict your opinions, but you're going to tend to ignore them or you're going to tend to justify them. And that happens across the board. So, you know, maybe Roberta wants to ignore the fact that there was violence incited on the Republican side, too, and ignore the facts and ignore the news. But, you know, it has happened on both sides, and it has happened on both sides since Trump got elected, too. I think the key to that, though, the answer to that is to have an open mind for all of us. And if you have an open mind and if you're willing to look at how things work instead of trying to buttress yourself in your opinions, then maybe you're going to start accepting things that are going to bring you outside your comfort zone.
Okay. Would you, if you saw things happening through the Trump administration that work, but, you know, are you open to accepting that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We hope that there will be things that we agree with that the Trump administration does.
I think everybody, like with Obama, you can't help but hope that he succeeds because it's like the pilot of, I know this is an old adage, but it's kind of like the pilot of your plane. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Do you want him to fail? Then we all go down in flames.
Right. No, we want him to succeed.
You want him to succeed.
Yeah.
And to make our country to be better.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, the ACA, for example, is something that I don't think anyone is terribly happy with. If he can fix the ACA in a way that makes healthcare more affordable for most of us, you know,
more power,
to him.
Right?
Yeah, more power to him.
Because, you know, only thing that happened, in my opinion, with the ACA, uh-huh. And though we had people here in the ACA allowed them to find a doctor, is that it changed how we paid the insurance companies, but it didn't change anything, it just caused a lot of people to have raises in their premiums. So there is better thing. There's got to be a better way of doing this. I mean, we're the greatest country in the world. We have got to find a way that our people have affordable health care.
Yeah, but, you know, and also going back to what we're discussing about, a lot of that has to be done together. I mean, you see,
yeah.
The country has become more and more polarized. You know,
polarized.
In the politicians, the House, Congress, the Senate, and also probably, you know, in the public
cities.
Too.
Yeah.
And I miss that time where there was some kind of bipartisanship. You can't get things done unilaterally.
You need to have the Democrats climb on the boat for mm-hmm. for a new health care plan. That's just the way it is. You've got to have the Democrats in it.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't think anything will pass if they don't.
They can strong arm it through, but you're absolutely right. You two being on today is an example of bipartisanship.
that. Hey, I think what you're saying is very enlightening for a lot of people, and who you really are and who you're, what you're talking about. We have somebody in there, they're here. They're coming in here. Why'd they come to Reading? They have no jobs. Oh, and now they're organizing people. I'm not sure that that's exactly what happens. But you're here because you care, and there are things about the Trump administration that you are apprehensive of.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. These are people, I mean, whoever wrote that just wants to be in his comfort zone or her comfort zone.
Yeah. So
no outside elements.
We're not threatening people.
You don't seem very threatening. You're not wearing a bomb vest or anything, right? No, you don't seem to be very threatening at all. Okay, and I'm really happy that you two wanted to come on the show. I've had other people that, when I called, no, because you'll say something. No, I won't say anything. You know, I'm not going to attack you. It's just that, you know, if we can't talk, like, you know, I'm sure we have some diametrically opposite viewpoints.
Yeah, probably. Probably,
but when we see each other out in town or something, we can say hello and have a coffee and all that kind of stuff, and we can talk about it and not be too excited.
Yes.
Which is kind of like what we're talking about for tomorrow night.
Yeah, we hope that it's a really productive meeting. And we hope to get a lot of questions answered by our representative.
Okay, I want to take a break, and we're going to come back, and then I want to talk about the type of questions you think should be asked there. And I want to talk about signs. When people have signs, because I saw a video of one of the town hall meetings that people were holding signs up in unison,
yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. Okay, I want to talk about that when we come back.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Don't miss the 11th Annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission, featuring over 130 exhibitors, live music on two stages, including Miracle Mile Records, The Brothers Comatose, and the Innovation Tent with insightful presentations all day. Visit the Whole Earth Children's Zone, designed for children of any age, the STEM Tent for young people 10 to 18, a climbing wall, and as always, plenty of food and craft beer. For more info, go to WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, tomorrow the chief of police and the sheriff of Shasta County are going to be on together. We want to catch up. You know, here's my big question is, why don't we have a place that we can keep these people that keep breaking the law and busting into mailboxes and stealing stuff out of people's cars? Why can't we just find a place for like 100 of them? Why don't we offer a reward for the first person that comes up with a viable plan on how to lock up 100 people? I mean, come on, $5,000 and you come up with a plan that's viable and you solve the problem of a lot of the crime. You can knock half the crime off in Shasta County and the city of Redding by locking up 100 people. Imagine that. And for everybody that's in our chat room that are typing in really big letters, I got it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You're not going to find a better haircut any place in the world. It is a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, right there. Okay, I'm here with Antonia Walker and Athalia Hanziara. Okay, you know, sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't.
No, that was
they are new residents of our city, moved here in July. Family here in town, which is how you found it, because you used to come here up to Antonia. You used to come here all the time.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you had a chance to come back here and leaving New York, and it's been a little bit of a change. You said, that only people you knew in New York, Lathalia, you said you knew two.
Two conservatives.
And Antonia, I never knew any conservatives.
Actually, no, now I can think of one.
One. Okay, now isn't that something? Because it's the same thing around here, except just the opposite. Let me think. Who do I know that's a progressive? Oh, okay, I know two of them. Hey, we're friends. Okay. Now, at the meeting tomorrow, yes. Signs. We just talked about signs. What kind of signs do you have?
Well, They're just pieces of paper.
Oh, paper. Okay.
Yeah, so because I think there are no actual signs, big signs allowed in.
Okay,
I think
that makes sense.
For safety purposes.
Well, that makes sense, so people don't have hitting people with sticks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So basically they're red and green pieces of paper that say agree or disagree.
Okay.
And that enables people to have their opinion showed without yelling. So basically, like in Grass Valley, you'll see just an ocean of red signs or green signs, depending on whether it's something that people agree or disagree with. And that's much better than having booing or a lot of shouting, which won't be very productive.
Now, are you how many we talk about the different types of people? You asked me, well, how many people did I think was going to be there? Well,
yeah.
If you look at it, if it's the way that the voting lines are, 60% will be, mm-hmm. or 60% or more will be people of moderate conservative or hard conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Republican will be there, and 35 to 40% will be Democrats. And a lot of Democrats are moderate Democrats. There's not a lot of really progressive Democrats. I don't know, in this area, I mean, there probably is. I mean, you know more than I do. And I think that's what it's going to be.
Hmm.
And I think that we as a community need to listen. We need to be able to see that, we have a sea of little red. I've got 50 people waving red mm-hmm. pieces of paper, which means they don't agree.
And it's also important for Representative LaMalfa to see that, to get a sense of what people are thinking and feeling.
The people that come in to disrupt that are from outside the community, what do you think about that?
Are there? In general?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
outside the community, you mean outside the voting districts?
Yeah, if they come in, they're not from here. And they come in from from San Francisco or Oregon or some other place to come in to disrupt. What do you think of that?
Well, coming to disrupt wherever you're coming from is just not productive.
Okay. So it doesn't make any difference whether you're here, from the district or anywhere else. If you're disruptive, that doesn't work.
I don't think so.
And these meetings are...
And if you're coming from out of town and not disrupting, I mean, I don't know that anyone would.
Yeah.
Why would you drive up just to sit here and listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a,
what
it's
do you
a
want? What do you want LaMalfa to answer, Congressman LaMalfa to answer? What's your question? So I know you've got a question.
I'm not planning to personally ask a question. I know that people want to talk about things like they want to talk about the ACA, they want to talk about climate, they want to talk about Social Security, they want to talk about human rights, they want to talk about the ties to Russia,
You mean you're talking about the investigation?
The investigation into the election.
I'm not sure there is one going on or not. Okay, so some of those he's going to.
Be one in the House.
He comes on once a month on the show, and there's.
Oh, he does.
Oh yeah, the first Friday of every month. Hmm. So you have an opportunity to ask him a question that way on the phone, or get on our chat room and ask.
Okay.
And so we have that open for all of our politicians. That's one of the things about being community radio, is we want to open it up to all of our people that are elected, so that you can talk to them and you can ask questions. Some things I don't think he has a lot of scope on, but things that happen that interest us in the district, but things also like the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
You need to hear about that. The question we had was, okay, you've had 8 years. How come it's not ready to romp? And you know, what's the answer on that? So now it's been and now it's failed. So what's the next step? That's a good question.
Right.
Our involvement in foreign affairs. Should Trump be coming to a Congress in the Senate? I mean, we're launching MOABs, but then again, President Obama did the same thing with stuff.
And also President Trump, he campaigned on a platform of America first.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to look into domestic politics. We're not going to, start wars or continue wars or be involved in foreign wars. Their business is their business. And now he's doing something else. So people are a little confused. It'd be nice to get a...
But what about the America First thing? Because he just signed an executive order that says hire America, hire Americans, and buy Americans. And what it did was take a look at this, where you can hire foreign workers, especially in the technical, in the tech industries. And taking another look at that. And the other is, if you're going to build things and the government's going to be building things, you buy from American companies.
Well, and I hope he'll be doing that too, because he's notorious for hiring people from other countries to work in his hotels. And
well, that's another part, is the Visiting Workers Act. He didn't touch that. I'm not saying this man's perfect by any means. Excuse me. Okay. So it's going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 5. Starts at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So what time are you all going to get there? 10 o'clock with Frank?
No.
Camping outside.
We're not
going to
be going to school tomorrow.
You're going to be, let Frank hold the spot there for everybody, huh?
Yeah, we got to work.
They're American citizens.
Okay, we're both American citizens.
They're both American citizens. Thank you.
So there you go. Yes, they're both American citizens. And she said, you've said that earlier. Okay.
Yes, so, yes.
Sometimes people get in at the last. it's just people. Okay, here's the way I look at it, is these people are very, very steadfast Americans. And when change bothers people.
Evidently.
But it's not a...
It almost feels, let's say...
What does it feel like?
It feels offensive. I mean, I was not born in America. I'm an American citizen now. I could have not been an American citizen. I could have been, on my green card for years and years and years. But, I live here. I care for this country. I chose it. I chose to live here versus my native country. And I feel like I have rights here.
I don't think
I should be dismissed, or my opinion should be dismissed, because I wasn't born here.
Not at all. You're an American citizen.
I mean, you can
vote. Your vote counts just like mine, and it should.
Yeah.
In fact, you had a choice.
That's what I'm saying.
So everybody, you know what?
Power
so
to me.
There you go. and of course, you were your parents are American.
My parents
no matter
are American.
Where you were lived and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is we have to, we as a nation and as a people, we have to accept that there's going to be different viewpoints as long as they're not destructive.
Yeah.
And they're, as long as they're not trying to tear down the fabric of our country. Mm.
And, and we're a nation of people who come from all over and who always have come from all over.
And you were an immigrant that came here, loved this country, and became a citizen. Isn't that, I think that's kind of like the American way.
It is.
It is.
It is.
And, you know, the liberal message is a message of inclusion. I don't think you will ever talk to a liberal who will, you know, disparage you because you're from somewhere else or because you belong to my north. You know, you're raising your eyebrows.
I am raising my eyebrows right now. You two come from New York. And what happens if you're a conservative and you say something? Hey, I think Trump's doing a great job back in New York. Would you be disparaged?
You would. I think you would have a debate, but you wouldn't say, I dismiss you.
Us deplorables? Come, I mean,
clinging
really?
To the guns and religion, yeah.
Really? I mean.
Oh, come on, Romney's 47% or 37% or whatever it was. That was a conservative. The Vol said.
What? 47% of what?
He was talking about income again, right? You don't remember that?
Oh yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, but the thing is that I think that both sides have enough people that will attack the other side just because of their views in a nasty way.
Perhaps. I mean, it's happened.
It's happened. Okay, we
it's
can all happened. Agree on that.
See, open mind is
open my seat. That, did you? Okay, and I'm just okay. We're supposed to be out of here right now, but I own the station. Okay, ladies, thank you so much
thank
for
coming. Thank you very much.
Let's not let this be the last time. And we know we need another side, and the way you do that is with polite discourse.
It
right?
is.
Yes. Thank you
had
for
a good
having
time.
Us.
Oh yeah, and we'll see each other tomorrow
we hope
night.
So.
That's right.
Yes.
I expect to see some of those green.
We'll be giving you a red and a green sign.
Well,
too,
you know what? So. I can do that too.
Yes.
We can all wave our red and green at each other, but we don't yell and scream.
Red no. green show.
There
no,
we go.
Let them talk.
Okay. All right. Hey everybody, tomorrow the chief and the sheriff are going to be on. Hey everybody, have a great day. It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Was wanted on an aggravated murder charge in the shooting death of a 74-year-old retired man in Cleveland on Sunday. He had posted video of that shooting on Facebook. Reckless, that's how...